now Boyd Matheson joins us.
He's a good one.
Political strategist, Boyd Matheson. Good morning. Hey, look, Boyd, the Senate voted twice yesterday. No surprise. These measures to end the border shutdown didn't go anywhere. The president's digging in. Nancy Pelosi is digging in. How is this, do you think, helping or hurting the president?
So I think it hurts the president just because people aren't real clear on why we are where we are, and they haven't articulated a communication strategy that matches what they're trying to do from a policy strategy. And so I think a couple things that are really important for people to understand. First is that the only reason we are in a shutdown is because Congress, both parties, have failed to do their job once again in just passing a budget and then passing the appropriation bills that go with it. They're supposed to do that by constitutional statute every single year. We haven't done it for almost a decade. And that's why we have shutdowns. That's why we have threats of shutdowns and fiscal cliffs. And so it has nothing to do with the border or border walls or barriers or anything else. This is just Congress not doing their job and using this as a political thing. We often complain about conflict in Washington. What we saw yesterday on the floor of the Senate was collusion, which is not left and right. This is the leaders of both parties. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer colluded back in December that they were going to control and shut down the government. And what they've basically done is they've eliminated the power of any other senator. They've neutered 98 senators to make them irrelevant. The only negotiating, the only thing going on is between those two. And so no amendments, no bills being brought up. And so a lot of this is just political theatrics, and it's hurting real people.
What do you think? What do you think is going to hit Donald Trump? It seems to me that he can do some things, okay, that we have seen, all right, we have seen that are very good for the people. However, the reporters never give him any kind of a break. Now, how does that finish? How does that handle? What do you think?
So I think one of the challenges coming out of the administration is, again, they don't have a communication strategy that's as robust as what they're doing, like you said, from the policy strategy, things that are actually impacting the people. And I think he needs to continue to take that message directly to the people. I know there's been a battle over he and Nancy Pelosi in the State of the Union. This is what I would tell the president to do today. I would say forget about waiting for Nancy Pelosi. And what the president should do is stroll into the center of the Capitol, right in the middle of the rotunda, the middle of the middle of the seat of power. And he should talk directly to the American people and say, this is not about the state of the government. This is about the state of the union. And we should remember that.
Wow.
All of our elected officials are called to run the government, not run the country, and have a very different conversation. And he could call out both sides to live up to the principles they profess to believe and say, I'm here. The president, here's an interesting thing. The president can't veto anything or sign anything until the House and the Senate do their job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Boyd Matheson.
Oh, go ahead.
No, political strategist. Pluses and minuses, do you think, of the president saying, enough, I'm going to declare this emergency thing he can do and then try to appropriate the money for the wall and build it that way? Would you advise him to do that or not?
No, I think that's a really slippery slope, and it's tough. And this is also another real irony. Part of the reason we're having this discussion around the DACA program is because that's exactly what President Obama did.
Yeah, with DACA,
He said, hey, everyone's too divided, so it's an emergency. I'm just going to do it myself. And that's another thing that we, the people, need to recognize is that when our leaders convince us that we're too divided, it gives Congress an excuse to do nothing. It gives the president of either party the excuse to do what they want with a cell phone and a pen. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the problem. And I firmly, passionately believe, from my time in Washington, that you could solve 94.5% of the immigration issue, including barriers and walls or whatever you want to call it, in a single afternoon because everyone agreed.
Oh, sure.
But both parties raise so much money off of it and use it as a wedge issue that it's not going away.
Political strategist Boyd Matheson, our special guest today. As you look, and Boyd, just listening to you, you're right on top of everything. As you look at Donald Trump, and as you look at the others that are in the organization near him, do you think that Trump would run again? There are those who think he would, and that he's not afraid of anything. How would you make a judgment of him?
Yeah, I do think he's at an interesting pivot point right now. I've always said that administrations run out of energy before they run out of opportunity. I don't think President Trump is afraid of anything, and certainly can, and I would bet the ranch that he will run again in 2020. But I think this round has been a little discouraging to him because it just doesn't make sense to him as a business guy that why on earth would people do this kind of political maneuvering that's hurting real people just to keep their own power. And so it'll be interesting to see whether he gets exhausted by that and sort of retreats, or if that emboldens him to say, no, this really is my opportunity to clean up the swamp and to go more bold and to take on bigger challenges. And if the economy keeps rolling, there's not a lot that I think the left could do to stop him in a reelect.
Boyd Matheson, political strategist. Boyd, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you. Have a great weekend.
You bet. Political strategist Boyd Matheson.
That's an interesting point that he brought up in the end. It's going to be one or two things with Trump. It's going to be, that's it, the heck with this, I'm exhausted, I did all I can do, or does he get angry about this and say, you know, the heck with everybody, I'm going to run again, I don't care what you throw at me. So it's going to be done. By the way, there was an interesting revelation that came out yesterday. There's a new book coming out by a guy who spent about a year and a half working in the White House. And he, again, is another guy who put out this suggestion. Remember how at the beginning, Brad, it's kind of eased off now, but there was all this stuff leaking out of the White House.
Yes,
remember?
Yes, yep.
He is now the second author to say, do you know who he thinks is the prime leaker out of the White House?
Who?
Kellyanne Conway. Yes.
No kidding.
Yes. He and there was another Kellyanne Conway, who you see all, you know, counselor to the president. She's on all the Sunday shows. Yes, he said.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
He said it, and there was another author about a year ago that came out and said, you know, I had the funniest conversation with her, and this guy was interviewing the author. He said, well, what was funny about it? And he said, you know, I told her, you know, I'm interviewing you for my book. We are on the record. You know, an author will say, okay, so let's start. We're on the record. And he said, even after I told her that we were on the record, he said she was saying things like trashing other people in the White House, like the complete polar opposite of how she comes over on TV.